بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا شارف بلا الشيخ يا ابو الرمي وق تبريد دور عز الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصاص ونمر الله بركاته. يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم، یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم، ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم، اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم، کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم، کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم، آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم، جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم، جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض عتم، رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض عتم، جن کے صدقے میں مسلم او مومن ہیں ہم، جن کے صدقے میں مسلم وہ مومن ہیں ہم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا، آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا، امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں، ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں، بن کے حاضر ہوئے گدائے حرم، بن کے حاضر ہوئے گدائے حرم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا، میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا، ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دیدِ حرم، ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دیدِ حرم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم 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 یا جبال الحرم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. Friends, these are the ashar of a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora Hazrat Shah Hazrat Malamon Muhammad Akim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in which he is teaching us really what is love. When love will come into the heart of a person, then a person will not have to be encouraged to do anything. Love is something which is outgoing. Love is something that a person doesn't expect anything in return. And as we have taught him time and again, the example of that person that every morning he finds a basket of fruit at his door, fresh fruit, and he doesn't know who is bringing it. Eventually he makes some effort to peep or to stay up in the morning, and finally one day he sees who this person is who is bringing fruit to me every day, not asking me anything, and just brings it, and out of his kindness leaves it here. Then nobody will have to tell this person. If this person has got any metal in him, any value, any appreciation, the quality of appreciation, then nobody will have to tell him that you must revere, you must respect this person. He brings for you fruit every day. He's so kind to you. You will tell your own children that this man, if he knocks at my door, two o'clock in the morning also, you must help him, you must go out of your way for him. Then that person who is bringing fruit, what about that Allah who gives us the air that we breathe? What about that Allah who gives us the clothes that we wear? What about the Allah who gives us everything? وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you try to enumerate one of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to. All the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put together, you won't be able to count one of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here in these ash'ar, our Dada Shaykh is teaching us really the quality of love, that what love they had. It says that, مَرِ نَزْرُ مَي تُمْ هُو بَرَي مُحْتَرَمْ يَا جِبَالَ الْحَرَمْ يَا جِبَالَ الْحَرَمْ. Oh, the mountains of the Haram Sharif, you are very, very dear to me. You are very, very noble to me. When this is the quality of the love for the mountains of Makkah Sharif, of Medina Sharif, then what about the inhabitants, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, what love will they have for them? What about the love of the Kaaba Sharif, of the Multazam, of the Hatim, of the Mataf, of the Maqam Ibrahim, of Safa, of Marwa, all these places. Now the people are going out for Hajj. The Hajis are already going, and we learned day before yesterday the dua that is supposed to be given to a Haji. All those Hajis now, in big groups, they are thronging there. They are going to Arafat, they are going to Muzdalifah, they are going to Mina, all these things. And oh, the mountains of Makkah Sharif, oh, the mountains of the Haram, you are very, very dear to me. Why? My Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked here. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam walked here. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was here. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came here. What a great noble place you are. Oh, the mountains, oh, the surroundings of Makkah Sharif, oh, the surroundings of the Kaaba Sharif. You are very, very, very dear to me. You are very honorable in my eyes. Ye dua-e haram, lazzat-e multazam, ho ata sabko ye ni'mat-e muhtanam. That this occasion, this opportunity of me coming here, me from where, what is my value? Tu jo chahe hame karam aapka, warna haqeeqat mein to saste hai hum. Oh Allah, if you bring us close to you, if you desire us, if you make your judgment, pull us towards you, then this is your fadl, this is your karam, this is your generosity, this is your kindness, this is from your side. Otherwise me, an ordinary person, one time that king who was going out on the tour, and everybody in front, moving the people away, hato, bacho, that now the king is coming, move away, give away, the king with his entourage, everybody is coming. Then one pious person, old man, he didn't give way. Police tried, the security tried to move him away, but he didn't move away. Finally they brought him to the king, that this man is not moving from the path. And the king said, do you know who I am? He said, yes, I know very well who you are. That your start was that drop of dirty fluid, that if it had to fall onto your own clothing, you would despise it. And your end is that you will be put into the grave where you will be decomposed. And the worms will eat you and insects will eat you up. And in between your condition is that you are carrying two bags of filth around with you. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed this beautiful skin which He blessed us with, then even the spouse will not want to sleep next to you. You come to the masjid, nobody will want to stand next to you. So this is your haqiqat, that you started from that fluid. This is your end, and in between this is your condition. Then the king realized that this was not an ordinary person. This was somebody who had a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, you brought us here. Ye dua e haram. That now you have given us this opportunity of making dua in the haram sharif. I'm looking at Kaaba sharif. I'm putting my chest. Me putting my chest against multism. Me standing here at Maqam Ibrahim. Oh Allah, this is your fadl. Oh Allah, this is from your side. Otherwise, I'm not worthy of it in the least. I'm not, me, my tongue, what I do with it, what I say with it, how I backbite with it, all your disobedience, and me now sitting here in Haram Sharif, looking at Kaaba Sharif, making dua, oh Allah, Ho ata ye sabko ye ni'mat-e mukhtanam, may it be that you bless each and every person with this very, very great ni'mat of yours, this very, very great bounty of yours, that we came to the Haram Sharif, you brought us from where, and then to come here also, oh Allah, it is only that you made it possible. You gave us the health. You gave us the strength. You made it our applications, our visas were approved. You made it that the plane took off nicely, it reached properly. You made it that I came in whichever mode of transport, I reached here. I'm healthy, I'm not sick. How many a person makes so many resolutions that I'm going for Hajj, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. The month of Ramadan Sharif is coming, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. The dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma sallim li li Ramadan, oh Allah keep me safe, healthy and healthy for the month of Ramadan. Keep Ramadan Sharif incident free for me. And then accept it from my side, now and in the future as well. Oh Allah, you make it possible. You keep incident, you make it that I stay hail and healthy, and I complete all these resolutions that I make. That I want to read so many Jews a day. Oh Allah, you make it possible. I want to do this, I want to read so many Nawafal per day. Oh Allah, you make it possible. So everything that I'm here in the Haram Sharif, I'm in Makkah Sharif, I've come here to Hijaz Sharif. Oh Allah, this is your fadl. You made it possible. Everything went right. Everything approved, visa, whatever the case may be, and I've reached here, this is only your fadl. Now you make it possible. And bless this great ni'mat to each and every person. Eh khuda hai faqat aapka ye karam. Kar rahe hai jo sab hum tawaf haram. Again, oh Allah, this is only your fadl. This is only your generosity. This is only your kindness that you made it possible. And that we are here, we are making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. Inna awwala bayti wudi'a linnas. What place is this? The first house to be built on the face of this earth for the guidance of mankind. Lalladhi bi Bakka, the Kaaba Sharif in Makkah Sharif. Oh Allah, you brought me here. Where Anbiya alayhi salatu salam tread. Where Anbiya alayhi salatu salam are buried. What a great place. This is only your fadl. This is only your ihsan. This is only your karam. This is only your generosity. You brought us here and you made it possible that we are making tawaf of the Haram Sharif, of the Kaaba Sharif. آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever will come right up to Makkah Sharif and then he doesn't visit me, he has really oppressed me. Now the person is finished with his Hajj, everything before or after the Hajj, he goes to Madinah Sharif. Now he's seeing the Rozae Park. Where he has come? Khairul Anam, the greatest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What can we praise Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ke baad az khuda buzur tu hi kista mukhtasar. Oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what can we praise you? Suffice to say that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the loftiest, the highest position is yours. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible that we are yearning and we are always crying and we are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ke rang laye ki kab meri aahe. پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. That when will my desire, this longing in my heart, when will it come to fruition? When will it bear fruit? When will it be happen that I can reach Medina Sharif? I can go into the presence of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I can talk to him. I can pour my heart out to him. I can read salawat upon him. Now, that what we're desiring so much, that we're yearning so much, that longing of ours, oh Allah, now you have made it possible. Aagya samne roza-e muhtaram. Now through your fadl, through your grace, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rozae Pak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come in front of my eyes. Jiski ziyarat ko ya rab taraste te hum. That we used to long for it, we were yearning for it. Now Allah, you have made it possible that we have come here. And when we go there, then we should also remember the other ashar of our Dada Sheikh, that in Madina Sharif, in Madina Sharif on every step, We should have the sanctity and the auspiciousness and the greatness of the area. That where are we? We are in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the greatest of all creation, our master, we are there in his presence. At every step, at every turn, the respect of the place. Then, rahmat-e do jaha ka hai faiz-e atam, jinke sadqe mein muslim o mu'min hai hum. Now we are at the Rose Park of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is his effort through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the battle of Badr. What type of du'as Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that night? The entire night in du'a. The battle of Uhud, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost two of his Mubarak teeth. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to make hijrat from Makkah Sharif, sacrifice the surroundings where he was born, sacrifice the surroundings of Kaaba Sharif, go and live in Medina Sharif. How many Sahaba were martyred at the occasion of Khandaq, the occasion of Fatah Makkah, the occasion of Hudaybiyah. We cannot count the sacrifices of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That all humanity put together, all our difficulties, compared to the difficulties that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to bear, it is nothing. We cannot compare it. Now, his mercy, the effort that he made, through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible, that today we are Muslims, we are believers, we are mu'mins. We can say, we read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. And we have hope that inshallah Allah will raise us in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, amongst our buzurgan ibn, our pious predecessors, amongst our shuyukh, and inshallah, with them, where that engine goes, we will also go. So, what he is through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the efforts of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we are Muslim and mu'min around the world. Aap hi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila, ummat muslima hai jo khairul aman. That O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aap hi ke sharaf se, because of your honor, the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with, that you are the best of all the Anbiya alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the leader of creation. You are the cause, because you are the cause of the creation of this entire universe, this entire system. That if it was not for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have created anything. Because of your honor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us your followers, because of your honor that this ummah got the honor of being the highest and the most noble. The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we are the last, but we will be the first. That is, according to time, we are the last nation, the last ummah that is coming to this world. But we will be given the honor of being the first ummah to go into Jannah. This is because of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as our Shaykh teaches us always, that we should take out some time daily to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the shukrs that we should make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, you blessed us with iman, and you created us in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We could have been still mu'min, we could have been still Muslims, but we could have been an ummati of some other Nabi, some other Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in His wisdom chose us to be in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah keep us with iman, take us with iman, resurrect us with iman. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, hey salateen alam bi ihram mein, بنکہ حاضر ہوئے گدائے حرم. That yeah, even the rulers of the world, a person can be who? He can be the president of which country, he can have which portfolio, he can be the mayor of a city, he can be a counselor, he can be a very very big businessman, he can be whoever. But yeah, gadai haram, gadai, an ordinary person, a pauper, a beggar, he is now like anybody else, in the same ihram, in the same clothing, that nobody will know who is who here. Everybody are equal, and that he may be a ruler, but yeah, he has come in all humility, sacrificing everything, leaving all his amenities and all his facilities and all the things which are at his disposal, leaving it back at home and coming here and seeing him also crying in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lifting up his hands, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that we learn that if you have any need, to mang usi se. Dega wo bahut aur na kahega wo kisi se. That if you have anything, then ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being who will give. He will give without any limit and will never ever tell anybody. So when we turn and look at us, everybody coming here, all equal in the sanctity, in the area of the Haram Sharif. Here the Rose Park, it can be who, but here everybody are equal. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. That who is the best in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Those who have the most taqwa. Further, in the last couple of Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Mere malik ye akhtar ki sun le dua. That oh my Lord, oh my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen to the dua of akhtar. And this is the dua of each and every one of us who have muqaddar mein har saal deed-e haram. That oh Allah, you make it possible that we visit the Haram Sharif every year. We visit Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every year. And how we were taught so beautifully here, that many years we go for hajj, we go for ihram. May it be that one time we go, solely with the niyat that I'm going to visit Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While I'm there, I'll go and make Umrah as well. We're always going that we're going for Umrah, we'll go and visit Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. May it be that we go and visit Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what it will go and make Umrah as well, and oh Allah, make it possible for us every year. Ameen. Allah.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. After hearing this beautiful ashar in the praises of Madinatul Munawwara, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Haramain Sharifain, we all should increase our durood sharif. And every day we should maintain our durood salawat, the bare minimum 10 times every morning, evening. If we read one tasbih, even more better. And on Jummah, may Allah give us tawfiq to increase it even more. And then we should try and bring sunnahs into our lives. Try whatever sunnahs they are, to do them also consciously. That is the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with that, to try and increase the number of sunnahs that we bring into our lives. One sunnah, just to make muzakara again, is that when we enter our house also, we should consciously enter with the right foot, and when we leave, with the left foot. Just that, so that is a simple thing. Remind our children also, and then the du'as also which have to be recited. Ask ourselves, do we read the du'as when we are leaving home, when we come into the home, at least making salam? When we enter, do we make salam loudly? When we leave, do we make salam? These are very, very important and great, great sunnahs, which will bring great blessings. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on all the sunnahs, and with the niyat of sunnah, and with the love of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that this is the way of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that's why I'm doing it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And in this poem also we read, and we should also visualize the beautiful the mountains of the Haramain, that as we are traveling, we should think that we are traveling there and we are busy seeing the mountains. Or from the Hadith Haram of Medina particularly, that we are seeing Mount Uhud there, we are seeing the other mountains, and everywhere else, all the mountains, that we are at Multazam, the dua that comes from Multazam, that we are there at Multazam, we are by the Rozai Mubarak. Now at this moment, how many people must be reading Salatu Salam? How many people must be making tawaf? How many people must be making namaz, tilawat, etc.? So we also visualize that we are also there and we are part of them. And that is also a great ibadat. To think of that is a very great ibadat. And if a person is suffering from all other types of evil thoughts, fantasizing, etc., just turn the needle to this. Yeah, like on the radio, you are listening to one program which is a bad program. Just turn the needle to a good program. So yeah, just turn it to this, and we'll see that all these evil thoughts, how they'll evaporate. They won't be able to stand in front of these beautiful, nurani, mubarak thoughts of the Haramain Sharifain. And every mu'min will desire this and enjoy it. And in this way, all the evil thoughts will just vanish. They won't exist. Just like if it's dark in a place, in any place, a room, and you put the light on, immediately the light comes. Just like that, all these evil thoughts will also go. And when they go, a person will feel in his heart himself that darkness is gone now. Now light has come into the heart. Allah give us tawfiq for all this and make our hearts nurani, inshallah. If we can, we should try and learn this dua also. Not a sunnah dua, but it's a very beautiful dua when we make miswak. Allahumma tahhir fami, purify my mouth. Wa nawwir qalbi, and make my heart full of noor. Wa harrim jasadi ala nar, and make my body haram on the fire of Jahannam. Very beautiful dua. We should try and read it when we are making our miswak. Allahumma tahhir fami wa nawwir qalbi wa harrim jasadi ala nar. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Yeah, further we read of these questions, and we should see whether these questions are in our minds also. When we are getting the answers, and if they are not in our minds, then also no problem, but see how much we can benefit from these questions. Like it is said, that when a person asks a question, three people benefit. The person who asks the question, he also gets the answer. The people who are listening around there, he also. And the person who answers also. And sometimes the person who answers, he hasn't got the answer. He goes and look in a kitab, he goes and find out from someone. So his knowledge is increasing. And how much our knowledge increases, deeni knowledge, so much a person, it's a very great ibadat. Our deeni knowledge, to increase our knowledge, just that also is a great ibadat. And it will take on its real form when we make amal of it also. And we try and pass it on to others also. So he says here towards the end of his letter, dua ka talib ho ke aapki sohbat mein rehkar aapki mashoro ki mutabik zikr wa shagal karo. He says that at the end now, that I request your duas, and that in staying in your company, that is how a murid should be what is shaykh, that staying in your company and your advices, your guidance that you give me, I must make my zikr and shagal. Zikr is zikr, shagal is all the other things, like muraqabas that we have to do, other ma'amulats, etc. In other words, that I do these things, what I have to do, that I do them in your presence, and do them under your guidance. So that jazba we should also have in us. That we also should be doing this, that I must make my islah, I must do everything, and under the guidance of my sheikh, and how he guides me, I must do all this. Or nafs ke tamam razaim ki islah karam, and that I have all the evil traits, all the evil qualities of the nafs, have them removed in your company. So that is to do the right things also, and the object of one of the of all those things is that our evil, bad habits must go out. So we have to be conscious of that. What habits? Sometimes we just always raising our voice, sometimes vulgar language, sometimes we got a habit of just accusing people. A lot of bad habits we got. So all our bad habits must go out. Backbiting we have got, telling lies we have got, pride we have got, that all these bad habits, must, we have to be conscious of that. That and we have to make this effort to remove these things from us. Neez, ujub wa kibar ko khaak mein milao. And also, in fact, particularly, he feels that this vanity that I've got, thinking that I'm very good, or pride that I think I'm better than others, that I must remove this from me. Taaki suluk ki takmeel ho jawe. This is what he's calling walking on the path of Allah Ta'ala suluk and going towards completion and perfection. That all our bad habits must go out. And if a person thinks little bit, he will realize what bad habits he has got, what bad characteristics he has got in him. And all these things have to go out of a person. And that we become really a human being. A human being is really a person, not with the physical body, but with this good qualities. May Allah bless us with such qualities, inshallah. It is said that one of our buzurgs, in the peak of the day, or about 11, 12 o'clock, he was walking with a lantern in the city. So people asked him, "What? It's so, the sun is shining so bright. What are you walking with this lantern?" He said, "I'm looking for a human being." So he says, "All these what you see, are they not human beings?" He says, "These are all like animals. The habits that a person has got of a human being, to be kind to people, to be able to sacrifice for people, all these great qualities that we have to be concerned to bring them within us. Not only our namazes, etc., but there's good qualities also to help the poor, the orphan, etc., the destitute. All these qualities also we have to work that they come into us. Humility, humbleness, all these things are also that a person. So the suluk is all these things. So he's requesting du'as for that. We also should think, do we make du'as ourselves for all this, for our islah? Do we ever make it the object of our life that I have to make my islah, or that I request anyone to make du'a for my islah? We find this seldom, because it's not within us. And this is what we have to bring. So by the muzakara of this, we also benefit that these are the things that we have to be conscious of. Hazrat says, and there is a lesson for us here also, dil o jaan se du'a hai, that I'm making du'a from my heart and soul. I'm making all this du'as, and that is what a shaykh will be. He will be making du'as for his murid. But one very important thing Hazrat added here, zindagi mein ek baar apne shaykh ki sohbat mein 40 din lagana buzurgo ka maamool hai. That in worth lifetime, to spend 40 days in the company of one shaykh has been the practice of our pious elders. That they used to spend at least one chilla with the shaykh. For us here, during the month of Ramadan, we add 10 days before, preferably, and we make our chilla, inshallah, that will be extremely good. So at least once in a lifetime, we should try and spend time like that, and it will help us tremendously. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and that we make our islah, have the worry of our islah, and we make our islah, inshallah. Hazrat Kitab Kashkol Marifat, Hazrat quotes from Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, also with regard to our islah, the questions answers to that. One year is, aur tawadu ka imtihan ye malum hua ke dusra bura kahe to dil mein zara bhi bura na mane. And the test of one's tawadu, one's humility, that I've got humility in me, what is the test of it? One of the tests is that when somebody tells you something about your faults, then you don't feel bad about it. Today, commonly, if somebody has to pick out my fault, I feel bad about it. But that will mean that you have still got pride in you. But when you accept it, then that is, you have got tawadu, yes, but that is my fault. And if you're on top of it, you're thankful to him that you pointed it out to me, you are happy. That is a sign of great humility. But when somebody tells us, in fact, we can think, forget anyone else. It happens in the house. The wife tells us so many things. You are like this, you do like this. And we get angry at that time. That's a sign of our pride. Or if anyone else tells us. So, ghor karke dekhne par malum hua ke main mutawadi nahi hu. So, then that person, Hazrat writes the reality that after thinking of this matter, I thought that I am humble. But then I realized that I am not humble. And there are many things. A person might pride himself, he was wishful thinking that I've got very good character, I treat my wife very well, or I do this very well, my namazes, I'm very paban. But if a person just checks up a little bit, he will find that he's far from itself. So he also says that I realize that I haven't got this tawadu, this humility. And if a person hasn't got humility, it means he's got pride. And a person with one aota, one little bit of pride, forget Jannat, he won't get the fragrance of Jannat also. And it is also mentioned that this pride will have to be burned then in the fire of Jahannam. Then he will be eligible. Jannat is pure, so with that filth you cannot enter Jannat. May Allah forgive us, and we make that conscious effort to remove it from us. Also, it is mentioned, one of the punishments of this pride, that in Jahannam, the feces of the people of Jahannam, he will have to eat them. Now, that will break his pride. If we didn't break it here now, then that is going to break his pride. And when he will be pure of that pride, then he will be able, Allah save us all. Allah be kind to us. And really, our pride, we just can't. Nobody can tell us anything and we just feel offended. And also one sad part, when we listen to this, we think of somebody else that he can't listen. But we don't think of ourselves, that I'm like that. If somebody takes out my fault, that I can't accept it. کیونکہ اگر کوئی چھوٹا شخص باعتبار عمر وغیرہ مجھ کو واقعی عیب پر بھی ملامت کرے تو سخت ناگوار ہوتا ہے. He says, because in actual fact and reality, if another person who is smaller than me by age or whatever, and then he take points out a fault of mine, then I feel very offended. And I don't like it at all. There are many people that my work I do properly. Even my supervisor mustn't take out my fault. How can he take out my fault? The wife also, you tell her, I know, you don't tell me. I'm in charge of the house, I'm in charge of the kitchen, you don't come and tell me what to do. So all these things here, a person has to be very careful that a person is the imam and he says that, I'm the imam, I know my duties, who are you? You're a jahil, or we think that you're a mutawalli, you're a businessman, you're somebody else. I'm a maulana, I'm an imam. Then a person feels offended with that. Many things like that, we don't realize that we have got this pride in us. And because of that, we feel offended if somebody takes out a fault of ours. Another aspect, the answer to that, Hazrat writes, with the same question, that I realize that I feel bad, and that is that I've got pride. بلکہ بعض مرتبہ ہم جولیوں اور بروں کا فرمانا بھی ناگوار و گھرام ہوتا ہے. And sometimes my contemporaries of my age who are equal to me, or those who are even my seniors, if they also tell me my fault, then also I feel bad. One is your people who are smaller than you, in age or whatever way, younger they are, you feel offended with that. But then it becomes that those who are like of your age, or elder than you, your elders, and they take out your fault. And today we find it very common, whether it's even in the small grades in schools, teacher can't tell the students anything. And the law is now, you can't raise your voice, you can't make your eyes big. The student goes and complains that the ustad, he made big eyes at me. That also is nowadays being prohibited. So then how lot of pride will come in these children if all these things are like that? And we also, anyone who tells us we don't like it, somebody, lot of complaints we get. That person raised his voice when he spoke to me. That person, he's got no manners, he's got no habits. All funny things we say, it is all that pride that is within us. So to kill this pride, it needs really an effort. Otherwise, Allah, to help us in the akhirat, if we didn't cleanse ourselves away of it and we went with this pride, then the consequences, if Allah does not forgive us, the consequences are very serious. So Hazrat replies, and Hazrat, what darja, what understanding and depth Allah Ta'ala impressed Hazrat Maulana Thanvi with. Gara hona muzaika nahi. That you feel bad about it, that is not harmful. That is natural. It's a human nature. لیکن اس گرانے کے بعد اپنے نفس کو سمجھانا اور اس ناگواری کو دفع کرنا چاہیے. But when you feel bad, now you have to tell your nafs. It's nothing to feel bad about. He's told you your mistake. And you know it's a mistake. Accept it. Why are you not accepting? So explain to yourself. You must accept this. Don't feel offended. And remove that bad feeling that you have. یہ بھی ایک درجہ تواضع کا ہے. This is also one level, or we can say the lowest level of humility. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has explained other places also. Like somebody is doing, tells you something bad, you feel, you get angry. you feel bad about it, and he did tell you something wrong. He accused you of something wrong or whatever. Now you felt bad. He says that you won't be, this bad feeling which you get, you won't be taken to task. Because it's a natural thing. It just came in you. You didn't bring it in you. But the perfection is you make effort that that bad feeling also don't come. That even if somebody tells you, so much of humility comes that even if they whatever they tell you, it doesn't harm you. And you don't even feel bad about it. But feeling bad, like becoming angry, etc., there is no guna in that. You see somebody and a bad thought comes about the person. That's also just naturally the thought came. That's human, it just comes. You didn't bring it, the thought just came. How can you be responsible for like another, the shaitan brought that thought, nafs brought that thought, but now when you think about it and you say he is like that, or you go and tell somebody, that is now guna. But just the thought coming is not guna. But better, the higher position is that you work so much that the thought also doesn't come. That now you realize I'm the worst, and wherever you see, he's a billion times better than me. He's much more better than me. Now you don't even feel bad about it. Kabhi kabhi ye dil mein aata hai ke bihamdillah akhtar aise murshid babarkat ki khidmat se faiz hasil kar raha hai. He says, sometimes the thought comes to me that I feel so honored that alhamdulillah I've got such a great shaykh. My shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah. How fortunate am I not? I've got such a great shaykh. Okay, bahut logo ko isse mehroomi hui. Many other people are deprived of it. And every person who is a genuine murid, he feels my shaykh is the best. And he wants everyone must become murid to his shaykh. And so many others are not. I am murid to my shaykh. And he feels happy about that. Phir isme ye shubha hota hai ke kahin ye kibar mein shumar na ho. Then I get a doubt that thinking like this, that I'm so fortunate, I've got such a great shaykh, isn't that now pride in me? The answer is very important, and it will help us on many other points also. We should listen to the answer very carefully. First, this the question, the completion of the question. Ke main to aise peer aur murshid se taaleem leta hoon, aur jinko ye baat haasil nahi, unse main acha hoon. That I am taking my tarbiyat, I'm making my islah, I'm taking advice from my shaykh who is such a great Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi, such a great, and other people haven't got this ni'mat. So I'm better than them. That I've got this, so I'm better than them. Lehaza huzur wala se ummeed hai ke wazi farmaenge ke is haljaan ke rafa hone ki kya surat hai. So he says, my shaykh will tell me, what should I do? One side, I feel happy. I've got such a... The other side, it mustn't be pride in me that I'm boasting and I'm arrogant and proud about it. Aur ye aur ye kibar mein daakhil hai ya nahi? And whether this is actually pride or not. Kyunki shararat-e-nafs par muttali hona mushkil malum hota hai. Because the nafs plays havoc with a person. And I can't make it out myself. Is it thankfulness, which is a great ibadat? Or is it pride, which is a great sin, terrible sin? I can't, my nafs plays so much of havoc, confuses me with everything. I can't make out, you help me. The answer Hazrat gives, ni'mat par fakhr karna kibar hai. On any ni'mat, to be arrogant on that ni'mat, this is pride. اور اس کو عطا حق سمجھنا اور اپنی نااہلی کو مستحضر رکھنا شکر ہے. And to think of that ni'mat as a gift from Allah and that I'm not worthy of it, to keep that in mind, this is shukr. So if a person, any ni'mat that we have, and we have innumerable ni'mats, the ni'mat of the brain, the eyes, how many ni'mats we have got, if I feel that I deserve this ni'mat, or I work for this, it's my working, then this is pride. And if we feel I don't deserve it, like for example, you are eating and a little piece of meat, you say, better than me, the cat deserves it, the dog deserves it, then this is humility. But if you're fighting with your wife and you're saying that how many days you haven't cooked meat, I need meat, and I deserve the best meal, I deserve the best breakfast, I deserve the best meal, and you're not giving me the best, then that is pride that a person has got. So any ni'mat of Allah, to think I deserve it, to think I worked for it, I got it, this is dhoka, it is deception, and it is pride. And any ni'mat that I don't deserve it, Allah out of His puzzle, He gave it to me. Where am I fit for this? I'm not at all fit. Person gets up for tahajjud, me making tahajjud? Where I'm fit for tahajjud? Ya Allah, your ni'mat. Then this is a ni'mat of Allah. Tears rolling from the eyes. That Ya Allah, I know what I am. Where me in your court and my tears are rolling, I'm not fit for it. But when a person feels, I deserve it. And this is, I work for it and I deserve it, then that is pride. So there is a very important point, and in all our matters, whether it's dunya's matters, I deserve this car. I worked very hard for this car and I deserve it. A holiday, that I deserve this holiday. I worked hard, now I deserve this holiday. And any other name with this house, my clothes, my family, but on the other hand, I don't deserve it. Allah has been so kind. So many other people are more worthy than this than me. But Allah has given it to me. It's only His gift. He covered my faults. I'm such a person that I should be punished terribly. تَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا بِفُنُونِ الْعَالَىٰ مَعَ إِسْتِحْقَاقِنَا بِأَفَانِينِ الْإِقَامِ. Oh Allah, shower your mercies upon us, though in fact we are such that we should be punished all the time. When that great Buzurg was walking on Eid's day, after dressing up everything for Eid, and somebody threw ash down, then he said, Alhamdulillah. So his murid, and instantly, we might, after a lot of thinking or bayan, then we might say Alhamdulillah. So he said instantly, Alhamdulillah. Murid asked, Hazrat, is this the occasion to say Alhamdulillah? They threw ash on you? He says, I'm worthy that fire should have fallen on me. Only ash fell. So how can't I say Alhamdulillah? So a great buzurg, perhaps it was the same buzurg, a lightning came in the masjid and lightning moves around. So he was the first. Somebody said, who is the worst must go out of the masjid. He went out immediately. That I'm the worst. So that reality comes into us. Allah bless us with this. So tawadu is a very, very important thing. And pride is a terrible thing. And we have to make effort. And we have to make effort till more. And we don't know when shaitan hits us with this pride. And so many times in our humility there is pride also. So to trace this, to make it out and to correct it is a continuous hard effort. And if we just casual about it, about our islah also, how will our islah be made? Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In the kitab Ma'arif al-Masnawi, we are coming almost to the end of this instance of Luqman alayhi salam, where always he was getting great ni'mat from his the wealthy person he was with, and one occasion some bitter fruit came, but he took that also in the same stride. So there is also a great test from Allah. Allah gives us ni'mat, then He wants to see whether we will make shukr. And He gives us difficulties, and He wants to see whether we will make sabr, or whether we start complaining now again, that why did this happen to me? This should have happened to somebody else. I'm such a pious person now. I became so sick. Why me? Other people, they are sinners. The sickness should go to somebody else. So a person, when ni'mat comes, then we must not boast. Itrana nahi. And when nikmat, some difficulty, some hardship comes, then ghabrana nahi. Also take it from Allah. And Allah becomes very happy with that person, that when he's in difficulties also, he makes sabr also. He makes sabr and he makes shukr to Allah. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. that Allah, on all conditions, shukr to you. You gave me this condition, and together we are weak. We say, but Ya Allah, you show us afiyat. I'm very weak, but what you have sent on me, this condition, shukr for that also. And it also comes that when, for some of Allah's bandas, Allah tells Malakul Maud, go and fetch the ruh of that banda, that slave of mine, that I tested him in all conditions, in good condition, difficult, hard condition, and he came out as I wanted him to. That is, in good conditions, a person mustn't boast and feel it's mine, I work, it's a gift from Allah which I don't deserve. And some bad, difficult, hard conditions come, then also it's from Allah, and I must make sabr in this also. And there are many things also that Allah Ta'ala, outwardly it might appear to be some problem, but afterwards we realize it was a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala also. It wasn't a problem, it was a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So, this poem, Nala hijar par mere zahid na ho tu khandazan. That if a person, he hasn't got this crying to Allah and no feeling for Allah, then don't be happy about that condition, which unfortunately is almost all of ours. We're just living our lives, Allah is not in our lives. And we are happy as we are carrying on. And this is for a zahid, a person who's making lot of ibadat of Allah, but dry. There isn't love in his ibadat. Just as a duty he's doing it, the Hajjud also, Rozas also, Tilawat, but not with love and enjoyment. So don't be happy on that condition of yours. Ishki dard se tujhe paala abhi para nahi. You don't know what is love stuff. And beautiful to understand, and to understand that, the example Hazrat Rahmatullahi gave us, a person who hasn't got electricity, and then there is a power failure. He doesn't know even there's a power failure. And it makes no difference in his life. But the person who had electricity, his aircon is working, his fan is working, all the things are working, and there's a power failure, he feels it immediate. So a person who's got that electricity of the love of Allah, and if Allah takes it away, he will feel it that, oh, what's happened? What has happened to my life? With that enjoyment I was getting in my ibadah, my tahajjud, where suddenly it's gone? But a person who never had it, he doesn't even think there is such a thing existing in the world. So it's like, for example, Hadrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, when he got married, then after a few days, as is common with women, the woman who were talking asked, how was your husband, etc. So she said, what to say about my husband? At night when he opens his kitab, he closes it at tahajjud time. And then he starts with tahajjud and he goes for fajr. She asked, nothing happened? No, nothing happened. She said, then you go and touch him and that. Then he said, oh, this is a different world. He never knew about. So a person who doesn't know about these things. So just like that, about the love of Allah. A person who doesn't know about it, he doesn't miss it also. It's nothing. But a person who knows what the love of Allah Ta'ala is, and then for some Allah tests that person, or Allah wants to give him a higher stage, or perhaps you have made a guna and now Allah has taken away that love, then that person feels it and how sad he feels about it. So that is that love of Allah has to be created also, and we have to feel that love, and then we will enjoy the ibadah, the du'as with Allah Ta'ala. Then people wonder how this person gets up for tahajjud in the cold nights, etc. But for him, it's a thing I can't do without. Because of this love, you can't do. How he managed to go for fajr? How he manages to keep rozas? Long summer days, hot days. But with love, you overcome everything. And you feel nothing of those things. So to develop this love, to give up guna becomes so easy then. And when we have that love of Allah Ta'ala, may Allah bless us all with the true love of Allah Ta'ala, inshallah.